Carl, it's great to see you. We were just talking about McDonald's adding McRib to its menu. I know you recently at Smashburger added the crispy chicken sandwich, which people absolutely went nuts for. But how critical is menu innovation at a time like this?
Oh, I think it. First of all, thanks for having me on. I think it's vital to really the way we coin it at Smashburger is comfort in uncomfortable times. People are looking for comfort in tough times and in good times. And so the scorching hot crispy chicken sandwich was a huge success for us. People really enjoyed it. Matter of fact, we sold out in a few locations just in a few weeks. And we thought it'd be a lot of fun for an upscale burger chain to take a shot at a chicken sandwich. So a lot of fun. It was very successful.
That's awesome. I reported on that chicken sandwich. It went bonkers on our website, but there have been some supply chain headwinds, especially at restaurants, fast food giants. How have you guys battled that?
Well, we really specialize in kind of some redundancy. So, for instance, in our beef products, we make sure we use multiple vendors and they use multiple providers as well, not only our suppliers, but their suppliers. So, there's redundancy in those systems to make sure that we did that throughout the pandemic. And that's the smartest play. In addition to that, we're part of a larger company called Jalbi Foods Corporation, which buys chicken on a global level. So that really helps us too to secure it. We can secure chicken out forward for quite a few months or even years. And that really helps us guarantee delivery of product. But it's certainly challenging right now. And the best thing to do is really to have redundancy in your systems and make sure that you're using multiple providers.
And it's not just supply chain concerns. We also have greater concerns when it comes to the labor crunch. How have you guys worked to ensure that your workers will stay with your company, that you have enough staff to be able to push out as many products as possible and really maintain that customer loyalty moving forward?
I think people is the most important asset that we have. And one of the things that we've done is really elevate the atmosphere. During the pandemic, we made sure they had everything they needed. We really treat our employees as frontliners. So make sure they had all the PPE they needed. We also made sure we're extremely competitive with our wages. We recently added tips as well. Not only is this great for our employees, but this guarantees better wages for them, but it also increases the customer experience because people are tipping out. So really people want to really enjoy the experience. We wanted to incentivize our employees through that range, as well as probably the most important thing we do is we really focus on in-store promotion and really developing our team. So from day one, when you're hired at Smashburger, we're thinking about your career and where can you go next with your opportunity. That's key, I think, in this environment. People want to better themselves. The people that did come back to work quickly, they're really looking for opportunity. So we provide opportunity and training and ongoing learning so that people can move their careers up quickly. That is really the key to staying staffed today.
Carl, you mentioned customer experience just a minute ago. So let's talk about customer traffic, because I think a lot of people, not only within your industry, but certainly in the restaurant industry, are a little bit spooked by some of the numbers that we've seen on the Delta variant, and also what we could expect just in terms of COVID heading into the colder months. What have you seen traffic-wise, and what are you expecting to see as we head into winter?
Well, we saw during the pandemic, obviously, a very big drop in dine-in, but we were prepared for that. So what we went through is what we call a digital transformation. And using third-party delivery companies or own proprietary channels, that's where most of the traffic is. 30% of our business is now delivery. So it's imperative that organizations are prepared for that, especially as you go into the winter months. People are concerned. I also think it's the image that you portray, making sure that your people have all the right equipment. And one of the things we coined a phrase at Smashburger, we said, clean must be seen. And that's a big change from being a 30-year veteran in the industry. You always had a spark and clean restaurant, but you never let the guests see that process. And we realized really early on that people were very nervous, and to really give them confidence in in your organization and in your restaurants, let them see the cleaning and the process and the sanitizing that you do each and every day. Matter of fact, we put a thing called Pride in Place in, and that's every 15 minutes we drop and we change gloves and we sanitize touch points to really give the guests, really give them confidence in the safety of dining in. I do think there's going to be a continued growth on the digital side of our business, and we're going to have to really think differently about how we attract consumers and understand that more meals are going to be eaten outside of the restaurant. And how do we really provide those services?
And Carl, real quickly here, since we're running out of time, but talk to me about plant-based alternatives. You guys have said that the demand for plant-based options is on the rise. How do you approach that as a fast food burger chain?
Well, I do think they're on the rise, and but at Smash, quality is always number one. And it starts with the right raw ingredients. Start with great ingredients. You have a good shot at delivering a great product. We have a black bean burger at Smash Burger that kind of delivers on that plant-based alternative. And we're always constantly looking. But I do think that there's a wave of new plant-based products coming out. But I think the vital piece of it is making sure that they're not chemical-based and they're really healthy for you. And that's really what we're searching for. As we continue down that path, we're going to look for plant-based products. They're truly plant-based and no chemical-based. And I think that's what people, you know, when you hear the term real food, that's what people are looking for. So we wouldn't launch another product until we found just that right combination. Our black bean burger is all natural, and that's what we love about that product. But I do think that this is a wave of the future, and we'll have to be prepared for that. But I also think when people want to indulge and be decadent, they're going to still get a burger. So we're taking pride in that as well.
All right, Carl Bachmann, great to speak with you, president of Smash Burger. And of course, our thanks to Alexandra Canal as well.